Good morning. Good morning, everyone out there in social media land. I am your friend, your sister from another mother. But more importantly, you know how we do it. I am your sister for life. Vera G here, the host of Recover All 7 Here podcast here on all your social media platforms and your AIs. If you have not already, do ask your AIs to please play the recent podcast of Recover All 7. And that will be me. Teaching and helping and encouraging and empowering and reading the word of God to you. You know that Recover All 7 podcast is foundation is the word of God. We would not be here if it was not for him. So we put him first. And so we thank you so much for tuning in to another segment in our last day of the month of March. We are in the last day of the month of March, the first quarter of a new year. The time now here in South Florida is 8:52 a.m. on our Friday, March the 31st, 2023. Let's do it. We have chosen the month of March to take each day, each chapter, and read a few verses and apply that to our everyday living where that we can make better decisions and be quick to hear and slow to speak. And we all have to understand that when we begin to take wisdom, which is what the principal thing, and in all I get it, we got to do what? Get an understanding of what we are hearing or what decisions that we need to make, how we should govern ourselves with our family, with our children, with friends, with co-workers, with team members, with bosses, with managers, because everybody is not on the same level. So this is why it's important that we apply wisdom, because it's the principal thing. It's the main thing. It's the top thing. Okay. And knowledge of a situation and how you should go about it with wisdom, because your senses is now open to view it better than making a quick decision. Okay, if you feel like you always have to make a quick decision, then you just have to pull away for a minute and regroup. And then all I get an understanding. Wonderful. I am not going to hold the time up. So here we go. Proverbs 31, verse 1. We're going to do 1 through 9 today. I know he's like 9. Oh my God, I don't have time to listen to all that. Well, if you don't, pause it and come back to it. Because the word of God is seeds of greatness that will hopefully be founded on and laid on good ground, which is your heart. The saying of King Laman, an inspired utterance his mother taught him. Listen, my son. Listen, son of my womb. Listen, my son, the answers to my prayers. Verse 3, do not spend your strength on women, your vigor on those who ruin kings. It is not for kings, Lemon. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for the rulers to crave beer. Verse 5, lest they drink and forget what has been decreed, and deprive all the oppressed of their rights. Verse 6, let beer be for those who are perishing, wine for those who are in anguish. Verse 7, let them drink and forget their poverty, and remember their misery no more. Verse 8, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Remember, I said anytime that I read to you and there's a word or a verse that comes out that really touches your heart, please remember it and write it down. Text it to yourself. Pull over right quick and write the word down, but be safe. Verse 7, let them drink and forget their poverty and remember their misery no more. Verse 8, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. And verse 9, speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. Sounds like Dr. Martin Luther King to me. What you say? Listen, everybody has something or someone or situation that they are encountering now. They're getting ready to encounter later. Or they're walking out of it. But I guarantee you, the way that you went in is not the same as you went out. So I encourage you to apply wisdom, walk in knowledge and understanding of a matter. God bless you. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in every day for our Proverbs Speak Wisdom on the daily. Now, coming up in the next month, we're going to be talking with different guest speakers. men and women on their version, how wisdom and knowledge and understanding applied in their life and how it changed them to make better decisions in every area of their life, finances, relationships, children, their business, their ministry, all that. So listen in and tune in again to another episode starting in April to another podcast of Recover All 7. Thank you so much. I am your sister, your friend, always your sister here on Recover All 7 podcast. If you have not, do take a moment to check out my page on Recover All on Facebook, All Things New, number 7 on Facebook as well. And we are on YouTube, the new group on the block, the new girl on the block. Much to be said and much to be learned. So God bless you and stay tuned for next month. Have an amazing weekend. Be safe out there. Remember, you speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves with wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And speak up and judge fairly with wisdom and knowledge and understanding. God loves you and so do I. Have a great day.